And now we have letters to the Evening News, which this week comment on the Dangerous Dogs Act and our benefits system.
Legislation is not effective, says David Armstrong of Norwich. Veterinary professionals from animal welfare organisations recently joined forces with local authorities in condemning the much criticised Dangerous Dogs Act of 1991, which is the most ineffective piece of legislation ever brought into force. It is totally inadequate and needs a complete overhaul to better protect the public and should be replaced by a hard-hitting new dog control bill focusing on prevention rather than cure. Since its introduction, 33 people have been killed by dogs. Recently, a 3-year-old boy was mauled to death. There should be more emphasis on owners' responsibility. People need to feel safe around dogs, and unless something is done as soon as possible, there will be more fatalities.
David Coe of Norwich said fathers must be responsible. Whatever way you look at the overhauling of the benefit system and the changes it will bring to all the claimants, the sole purpose still appears to be one of cutting the overall cost of the system. The method of funding for one major group of claimants does need to change, whatever the direction of path of cuts goes, and that is the group of women bringing up children on their own. It does not mean cutting their money, because in today's hard times, they and their children need every penny to survive, but involves another way of funding their benefits that they are legally entitled to. Quite simply, it means making all of the fathers of these women's children pay for their upkeep instead of the state providing it for them. If a man fathers a child, the upkeep of the child must be made his responsibility until the child reaches a certain age. If he has no money, the state should lend him the money for this purpose and then collect it back later in his life when the circumstances change. At present, we lend our students who want to go to university the money to do this, and then expect them to pay it back later on in their lives when they are financially better placed. A similar system could be used to get the money back from the fathers who have not contributed to their children's upkeep. It is a man's responsibility to support any children he fathers and not the general taxpayer, and the sooner more of them are made to do this, the better.